Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
G'day guys, welcome back to the inaugural Beers and Breakevens late show, our very first episode. Super exciting, very short and sharp content here, so I hope you guys enjoy it. Tim, excited?
I am, mate, but if it's the inaugural late show, we're not really welcoming them back, we're welcoming them to the first late show.
Breaking news, Tim's still a dick. Kat, how are you?
I'm not going to correct you. I'm not going to say anything. I'm very excited. Late show. How cool of us to be doing this.
Yeah, this is going to be good fun. Now, the way this is going to work is Kat is going to have a question selected by you guys. Me and Tim do not know what the questions are, so it is going to be rapid fire off the dome, our straight responses. We will have 30 seconds to respond to the question. It is mine. If Tim's answering, it's my responsibility to time him, and when it gets to 30 seconds, boom, see you, Tim, shut up, my turn. Then it's Tim's responsibility to time me and time me out when we're done. 30 seconds, you have to get your response out very quickly. Then we go straight back to Kat for the next question. I think this is going to be good fun, Timmy.
Good little concept, mate. Happy to make any tweaks to it if required. And my favourite thing about it is that we're under pressure, and I know that you're lacking a bit upstairs. So when you put under pressure, less time to prepare. As you said, we don't know the questions. You're going to be revealed for your true colours.
Mate, not only am I lacking upstairs, they forgot to put the stairs into my house. There's nothing doing. So, yes, this will be really, really good fun. And Kat is under strict conditions that if one of us fucks up our answers or bed shits, we get a spray from her,
yeah,
which I'm really looking forward to, yeah, because she's got some claws over there.
Yeah.
She's going to come
for us. Terrifying.
I know you do. Yeah, it keeps me awake at night.
And to kick it all off, to work out who's going to be answering the questions first, there's no better way than scissors, paper, rock.
This is how wars should have been settled on many occasions.
To start with the first debate, I was always a believer in just scissors, paper, rock, short, sharp, done.
No.
But then just over these scissors, paper, rock, it's so monotonous and boring and long for no particular reason. And
you set the pace.
Do you reveal on rock?
Yeah.
Or do you reveal
on rock? Scissors, paper, rock.
Okay, yeah. You set the pace. I'm good to go.
It's been set. Ready?
Yep.
Scissors, paper, rock.
Oh, God damn it. It's happening. Also, guys, Blue World Properties put up $5,000, $6,000. We put up another $1,000. Do you have the code there, Timbo, by any chance?
Yeah, I do.
Make sure you go and put the code in, which is
339640.
You're going to be playing Supercoach anyway. Why wouldn't you enter this competition? You would have to be as stupid as Tim not to enter this competition and potentially win $6,000.
I also like that the first opportunity, the first part of this new show, you've already bed shit. You've lost the rock off under pressure. Yeah, you're not good at it.
I'm on the ropes very early. All right, Kat, have you got your questions ready?
I do.
Let's do the damn thing.
Okay, question number one. Cam McGuinness, an option with him getting the captaincy?
Not for me, Cam McGuinness. Oh, my God, this is terrifying. I don't think so. There's too many middle forwards to go around in too many minutes. Craig Fitzgibbons often goes with a four-forward middle bench there as well. We know Jaden Brayley plays his 80, so there's just not enough minutes to go around. There's also way too many quality mid-range 2RF forwards to go with. So, Rue, I don't even need me 30 seconds, mate. You have the rest.
Shock me. It's like your sex life all over again. For me, I am not going Cam McGuinness. I do not think he's an option. I think there are too many players in that Cronulla Sharks forward pack. I didn't even hear what he said, to be completely honest with you. I was so focused on my clock. So I'm probably repeating him. But Cam McGuinness, it is a hard pass from me. I would say that's sub 20 seconds. This is why Miss Guru is so lucky. Kat, take us away.
I actually forgot to record.
That was a great start from you guys because I did doubt whether or not you could do that in 30 seconds. All right, next question. What is the Roosters 2RF situation? Is Wong a good option or too few minutes?
If Wong is starting, I absolutely love him. I'm hearing that he will start. You guys will know team list when it comes out. You can make your decision off the back of that. If it's Tupanua, I don't really love that. If it's Angus, I do like it. Wong's my pick of the bunch, though. I think he has a huge season. And if he is the guy that's named there from team list Tuesday, I will probably start with him. He is one of my favourites. I'm more than happy to admit that. CBA class of 2024, a huge, huge future in his hands. I like the Wong shout.
Boom. I like the Wong one as well, if named. That is the word coming out of the Roosters, or might not be out of the Roosters, but that we are hearing. So Wong and Tupanua could be starting over in Vegas. The issue there is, of course, Nat Butcher and where he comes into the mix, who we thought we would have been starting on the edge. Wong, 462K, Tupanua is about 398K. I think they're both good options if starting. The four forward bench could be a big issue. So watch this space. Watch for this team list.
Oh, well done. All right, straight into the next. Who will be this year's Hopgood?
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough question. That is a tough one under pressure. I am going to go with not in the same mould of massive, massive base, but Helam Lukey is going to be the one who could be a season-long keeper. We also get him at mid-400s, 460-odd K, I think he's started the year. We saw his output in the trial game against the Raiders. There's going to be tries. There's going to be attacking stats. He could be a season.
Move! Shut up, Tim. My turn. The guy that I'm really looking at is Morgan Smithies. I reckon he could be the Hopgood to jump out of the ground. I think he averages about 55 to 60 throughout the season. I don't think he'll have the huge attacking upside that Jermaine Hopgood had, but I think Morgan Smithies is the guy. He's already jumped out of the ground, so it's probably not fair, but I also think Wong could be that guy as well. The other one, if Curran gets the perfect role at Canterbury, he could be that guy as well. Thanks for coming.
That scared the shit out of me.
I almost screamed.
Yeah.
Bunch of cowards, all of you. Bunch of cowards. This is what the late show's all about.
The poor people listening had their AirPods in and just had bang.
Welcome to the show, baby.
Oh, gosh. That was scary. All right, let's go. Guns to mids to cheapy ratio. Talk about it.
Oh, Christ. Oh, I can hear the clock ticking. Honestly, I think it depends on who's available and whatnot. I like to have plenty of guns while I'm starting with Ponga, Hines, Cleary. I will have another fullback there. I think halfback and fullback, you need to have guns. I think your mid-ranges are your 2RFs. I think cheapies, there's going to be a lot of CTWs and a couple of front row forwards. Hooker's an absolute fucking shit fight.
I think it's fully team list dependent. So next Tuesday, the first major one where we get 16 lists, everyone's happy to plug in people like Torpicky and Bradley and Trebojevic and all these guys, Weeks, Strange. If we don't get them, well, then all of a sudden, you know, ideally you want to be going quite heavily on cheapies to start the season, bank that cash for the key positions. We might not get them. So if we don't get them all of a sudden, we're looking at mid-ranges and the whole structure of your team changes. Wait for team lists.
26 seconds, nicely done, T-Rex.
Nicely done. All right, is Jai Arrow a shout at front row if he plays second rower and plays 80?
Off the top of my head, 466K to start the year. He looks like he could get or will get a starting edge back row spot for the Bunnies. Talis Duncan in the Charity Shield came in on through the middle. This could mean 80 minutes for Jai Arrow, which I'm very, very keen on. Tough spot this year. Not a lot of great value around there outside of Terrell May. Not necessarily playing 80, but I like Arrow if he does get that edge role and looks like he's playing 80 minutes.
Yeah, I don't mind the Jai Arrow shout. Probably not one that I will start with. Timmy was right, 466K. Not very often he gets them right, so let's mention it when he does. Probably not one that I will start with, as I said, but a guy that I'll be watching pretty closely early, Timmy, and if he does well, I'm very confident I'm going to bed shit on one of my front row forwards or 2RFs, so I could quite easily go to him.
Beautiful, boy. Very concise. Really getting the hang of this.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Matthew wants to know, sauce on top of a pie or with each bite?
For me, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, if I'm eating a pie, obviously when you have a pie in Australia, you get the little squeezy that comes with it. I see a lot of serial killers put it on the top, then mix this. Fucking miss me with that shit. It's got to be one of the great icks of all time. For me, bite by bite, squeeze on, little barbecue on there, take a little nibble, come back, get a little Villies. Thanks for coming. You got to squirt with each bite. What are you? Oh, here we go. What are you doing, you fucking hick? Talk to me.
That was horrifying already. You're so weird. Like, it's just a dumb way to do it. Why are you wasting so much time? To take it out of Hamish and Andy and their podcast, Trina listens to that, fast and loose, baby. You just put it all in one hit, throw it in the bin. For starters, you've got two hands taken up, not one hand. I do it in one hit, spread it over, lick it off the finger, thank you, and eat it in one hit. You still get the taste of the sauce. You don't carry around with your two hands full like an idiot. You're a lunatic.
Yeah, I'd love to be walking around licking my Malmeningas all day. Fucking sounds great.
You're such a dipshit. That was so funny.
Continue.
I was just going to say, have you ever seen where people take the top of the pie off, put sauce, and then put the top back on?
Ugh, right.
That should be illegal.
Yeah, that's not sweet. What would you do, Kat?
Oh, I'm with each bite. Yeah. Apply the tomato sauce. First of all, it has to be tomato sauce. None of this barbecue situation. I don't know what you're talking about.
That was also weird. I'm glad you alluded to that.
Yeah, I had to bring that up.
Sorry, children.
It's tomato sauce on each bite. No question about it. Keep it fresh. That's it.
So we're all different. You're bite by bite the tomato. I'm bite by bite barbecue. And then fucking Cletus over there is rubbing his finger all over the pie.
Puts barbecue sauce on a pie.
Slack jaw, you're cool.
All right, let's dive back in because I'm not coping with this. Ugh. Is Tomalolo relevant at front row forward now with it looking like Cohen Hess is out?
It helps, yeah. I actually watched it about 4:35, Kru. You can confirm that for me when we've got all this time.
When it's my turn.
I don't mind. You imagine said, like, with Luke Chanelet-Lewell going there, who I thought was going to make the move to the middle this year anyway, with Luke in and I on the edges. If Hess is out long-term and that is confirmed, I think it could open up middles. We've already spoken at Thomas McKayley, 4:35K, Jason Taumalolo, busted some tackles in the trial, looked all right. I don't mind him.
26 seconds, nicely done, T-Rex. You're actually pretty consistent. I don't like it. I don't think we saw enough in the trials to make me think he's going to be back to his best or even around about a 50-point average. The injuries help. There's no doubting that. But not for me. I feel like you're going to get more of the same out of Jason Taumalolo for the rest of his career. Another one that if I'm wrong, I will fall on my sword very quickly. Dual position is juicy, but I just haven't seen enough out of Taumalolo.
Okay, well done, well done. Now, someone said, rookie here. It's not me, I promise. Why do we start with two gun halfbacks if we can only play one on the field?
Why do we start? So obviously halfback, it is a very high-scoring position, guys. So if you can get two halfbacks that are guns, one will be a reserve, one will be a starter. You have to pick four reserves. Maybe he's a rookie, he hasn't played a game yet. He or she hasn't played a game yet. So they might not be aware that you pick your four reserves each week. I think that's pretty much it, isn't it, Timbo?
Yeah, now to make sure for round one, when the season starts, you've got your four reserves selected in your team.
Yep.
How it works is you have your squad of 25 players, 17 players that you select, your starting 13 and your four bench players, your four reserves, their scores count towards your overall total. The other eight players, they still score, they still change value, but their points don't count towards your total.
Yeah.
Well, I think you both summed that up perfectly. All right, will you and Aitken win the edge spot at Dolphins?
Oh, it's me. No, I don't believe he will. I think it'll probably be Kaneli Lemuelu. I think with Tom Gilbert injured, I can see Kenny Bromwich making the move to the middle. Not certain of this, but I think it could happen. I think we saw it in the back end of last year. Lemuelu on one edge, Kafusi on the other edge, Ewan Aitken probably playing off the bench. Good spot for the Dolphins to be in because Ewan Aitken's a very good footballer.
I actually think Ewan Aitken will get it. I think he will start there. I think Lemuelu will come off the bench, but I think I don't disagree with anything Timmy said. I think it could go either way the entire year. Once again, very good spot for the Dolphins to be in with that sort of depth. I reckon Aitken starts on the edge round one though.
Beautiful. Guys, that's it. That's all the questions.
Nailed it. Good.
Nailed it.
The Late Show. Absolutely love that. Thank you for joining us. Once again, guys, we will see you next week, Wednesday, for Beers and Break Evens, and then we'll have the Late Show returning for episode two. Any ideas, anything you want to put up to us for the Late Show, we are open to all suggestions, aren't we, Timmy?
Yeah, hit us up.
Make sure you go join the league. $6,000 up for grabs. Get there now. We'll see you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.